Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Iranian authorities are continuing their crackdown on journalists. Rights organizations estimate that over 90 journalists were arrested in Iran in connection with the mass protests that followed the death in police custody last September of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini. Niloufar Hamedi and Elahe Mohammadi have spent more than 300 days in prison after their arrests in September. Hamedi broke the news of Amini's grave condition after she was detained by the so-called morality police for improperly wearing her hijab. Hamedi's picture of Mahsa Amini's grieving parents went viral. Mohammadi covered Amini's funeral in Saqqez and reported on the thousands of people who attended. For doing their jobs as journalists, the two women have been charged with propaganda against the system, acting against national security, and collaborating with the United States, charges which can bring the death penalty. After their recent trials were held behind closed doors, Hamedi and Mohammadi are waiting word on the verdicts and sentences. Iranian authorities are also rearresting journalists who were detained during the protests, but who were later released on bail or who were supposedly granted amnesty. Among them are Hossein Yazdi, director of the Iran Times news channel on Telegram, and freelance journalist Nazila Maroufian. Two other journalists, Saidi Safiei and Nasin Sultan Beiji, first arrested during the protests and charged with propaganda against the state and disturbing public opinion, were recently sentenced to 2 years in prison and 2 years of social restrictions, including a ban on media activities and leaving the country. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller deplored the Iranian regime's continued crackdown on journalists for engaging in acts of journalism, oftentimes with baseless and completely discredited allegations. The regime's actions, he said, remain a violation of their human rights, something the world continues to watch.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.